Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
After 5 years, the Kenai Liquefied Natural Gas Plant in Nikiski is being brought back online as a limited-use import facility. Marathon Petroleum subsidiary Transforlin Pipeline applied for the reopening of the long-dormant facility back in March of last year. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the proposal despite one dissenting vote from Commissioner Richard Glick, citing concerns that there are potential impacts on climate change that weren't considered in the project. The liquefaction portion of the plant will not return to an active status. The plant instead will focus on importing liquefied natural gas. Filling existing storage tanks while also enabling the transfer of gas to a nearby refinery owned by another Marathon affiliate. Back in 2019, Marathon publicly said that they aim to use the plant to optimize its refinery operations. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the plan last week, known as Kenai LNG Cool Down Project. The plan is to have the plant ready for liquefied natural gas imports in 2 years. The Kenai plant has a storied history since the start of its liquefied natural gas exports in 1969, once being the sole LNG exporter in the U.S. In 2015, then-owner ConocoPhillips put the facility in a state of warm storage, meaning that liquefied natural gas, previously kept in a cold liquid state, has been allowed to warm up. Marathon became the owner in 2018, and their aim is now to use the facility to supply British thermal units to a nearby Kenai refinery for fuel. A 60-year-old man incarcerated at Goose Creek Correctional Center at the site of the state's biggest COVID-19 outbreak has died while infected with the coronavirus, according to the Alaska Department of Corrections in a report from Wednesday. He was the fourth incarcerated person in Alaska to die with COVID-19, according to what the Corrections Department said. He has not been identified. He had been in prison since 2015 and was charged with sexual assault, sexual abuse of a minor, and assault. The inmate had underlying health conditions and had been hospitalized since December 2nd, according to the Corrections Department, which said he died Tuesday from complications related to the illness caused by the coronavirus. A massive coronavirus outbreak at the prison has been the largest outbreak of the pandemic in Alaska, according to health officials. As of Tuesday, more than 1,000 of the roughly 1,300 prisoners at the facility tested positive for the coronavirus over the course of that outbreak. The Anchorage Assembly voted against a proposal Tuesday that would have rescinded parts of the modified hunker down order. The proposal would have struck the order's limits on gathering sizes and replaced the closures on the hospitality industry with a mitigation plan offered by a group of Anchorage restaurant owners titled the North Star COVID-19 Operation Agreement. It would have seen restaurants reopen at 50% capacity with specific mitigation plans involving masks, testing, and contact tracing. It also laid out specific processes to address businesses that don't follow the plan. Anchorage Health Department officials expressed interest in parts of the plan, but recommended against the proposal to implement it immediately, citing a need to see EO-16 through the end of the month. EO-16, Emergency Order 16, that is. That recommendation from the health department convinced 7 members of the assembly, but the 2 sponsors of the proposal, as well as South Anchorage Assembly member John Whittleton, voted in favor, arguing it was a necessary move to reduce the economic impacts of the pandemic and closures. Several members of the hospitality industry, including 2 restaurant owners, spoke during the meeting's public testimony, arguing that implementing a new plan after Emergency Order 16 expires would be too late. EO-16, as it's known, is set to expire at 8 a.m. January 1st, 2021. The City of Kenai Police Department addressed COVID-19 measures being taken for Christmas this year.
This morning, we have a special announcement from the Kenai Police Department to our citizens, but especially to our children. There's been a great deal of concern as to whether Santa Claus will be able to come this year. I'm here to announce that Santa Claus's travel has been determined to be essential and safe, and he will be allowed to deliver presents to kids this year. Santa Claus will travel as normal in and out of homes as he's done in the past. In order to maintain proper social distancing, we're asking that all children go to bed early and not wait up for Santa to arrive. The police department would also like to let you know that Santa would prefer donuts this year in lieu of cookies. Thanks for your time.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.